Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live, Laugh, Love Radio. I'm your host, Althea Blunt, and I have the lovely Shonda, book lover, and WGW3. What's up, everybody?
What up, player?
What's up?
What's up, y'all? How's it going tonight?
I thought you were scared to speak.
What you mean?
Didn't you say you had Shonda on the phone?
She just said, what's up?
I was going to say, I thought she was scared to speak. She didn't speak first off.
Oh, no. I didn't think. It ain't like that. I was being courteous. So, good evening. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing, lady?
I'm good.
All right. So, what's the deal? What's the deal for tonight? What y'all want to talk about? We had a good show last weekend. It was nice.
Well, yeah, you know, I got a couple of subjects I want to talk about. You know.
Okay. Go ahead.
And, you know, I mainly want the women to chime in because, you know, me and the boys been talking about this, and we want to know because, you know, we're kind of clueless on certain things when it comes to y'all women.
What's the clueless about?
The question is, we were talking about threesome. Do they actually make the relationship stronger? Can it destroy the relationship? And why do women, you know, have a problem with it? Because I think that teamwork makes the dream work.
Really?
Really? Oh, can I take this first?
Go ahead, girl. You got it, honey.
Actually, I don't believe in sharing. I don't play well with others, so I'm not sharing anything. I personally think it's going to destroy your relationship. I think sometimes inviting other people into your relationship is opening the door for you to come up to some type of destruction later.
You know, they say everything you learn, you're supposed to learn in kindergarten. The first lesson you learn is to share.
Okay, did you not just hear me when I say I don't play well with others and I don't share? It's a certain things I just don't share. I share some food. I might share my house if you ain't got nowhere to go. I may share some clothes if you ain't got somewhere to go. But I ain't finna share no bed with nobody else. That ain't what we going to do.
Do you think it's different if you have a threesome before you're in, like, a relationship? Because
I
understand,
that,
you know, if I love somebody to hell, you know what I'm saying? I wish to hell I would, but,
I wish
you know,
I might.
Before that or
might.
After that, you wish you might.
I wish I might. Okay, but before, I guess if that's your thing and that's something you want to experiment with, I guess before I could see it a little bit better than I could see you being
right.
in a relationship and talk about, hey, honey, can we bring somebody else in the bedroom? No, the hell we can't.
Right. What you think, Walter?
That seems like that's a combination of, that's when you come together as a couple.
Ain't no hell coming together. Walter, ain't no coming together. Hell no, we can't. We might not, we ain't, we shall not, we will not, we shall not overcome.
Why not? Now, you got to be able to negotiate now.
Okay, I'm going to say this one more time because you're playing with my emotions.
He seemed like,
we
I
shall
mean, if
not,
man come to you, he seemed like
not.
He might want an open relationship to me.
Exactly.
Like, if your other significant other come to you and be like, I want to try a threesome out, it seems like that you're looking for something else, and you either want an open relationship or you want to be single.
Hello.
Want to be single?
Yeah. Then you could do whoever, however, whenever.
For how long? How many different
right.
people? That's, you got it. Do you?
Do you? Because that never works out.
See, you're going to mess around and want to venture back from that one time we tried it, and you might try it and like it and want to venture, and then the excuse you're going to give me is, well, you invited her in the bedroom. No, ma'am.
Exactly.
No, ma'am, press him. No.
Then your ass got a whole nother person in the house that ain't paying bills or nothing. Get your ass
oh,
on.
Come
no.
on.
No, I'm good.
Yes, that is a good point. So I got an extra person
nope.
I got to deal with. I really might nope. not want to deal with you on a regular. And you going to add an extra person? Shall not, will
right.
not, will
yeah.
not overcome.
The more the merrier.
And then, listen, they be thinking that because you said okay, that they can go back and dip with that other person without your ass too.
Then, come on now. Now I got somebody in the background that I don't know if you're going back on the side when I ain't around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we shall
and,
not
and they,
overcome.
And they looking like, what's the problem? I already had it. You know what I mean? What's the problem? Nah, bruh.
Again, we shall not overcome.
I got a caller that want to speak. I'm going to let him in, 757. Hello?
Hello. Yeah, what's going
on,
Justin?
Kelly.
What's up?
Hey, there's Kelly.
Dang, well, I think you'd be hype about another dude calling. You all like, oh, love.
We are cool, dog. We ain't got to get hype. I know that might finna represent. Ain't got to worry about him.
What y'all talking
about?
Three ways and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, good, man. Ain't nobody crutting it out like that, man. Oh.
Mr. Kelly.
I can't. That's just too much DNA being passed, man, for real. No. I don't do homosexual activities. Two chicks and a dude. That don't do nothing for me, though, man, for real. It don't, man. I mean, if she did it with one person, she did it with somebody else. And then on top of that, you gonna bring that joint in your relationship? Maybe not sit that sad bitch on the curb somewhere and do it to her on the curb. Come on, man, you don't bring that joint in your house. Come on, man. That's what's wrong with black folks now. For real.
Yes, come on, inviting them spirits into your house, inviting them. That bad stuff.
Right, you don't know
who's
into your home.
You gotta keep her dusty ass outside somewhere. Hell no.
Keep her dusty ass where she at.
Hell yeah. With her dusty ass.
Why she gotta be dusty? Why she gotta be dusty?
Because she's
dusty.
Anybody,
dusty.
Yeah, anything.
We got a shower
ain't gonna do nothing for that. You better get her an enema. You better get her a goddamn shit check. Everything, man, for real. Hell no.
How does that even work? Because a threesome don't even sound sexy if you bring a condom to the play. You know what I'm saying? You and your partner, you know, have sex without condoms. But because you have in a threesome, then your partner got to put on the condom and all this other extra.
She eating her out. You kissing her, she kissing her, she kissing you, he kissing her. Y'all both
that's
be fucking up
much.
All the scene. Oh, my God, man.
Come on, get the gun.
That's for freak niggas, man. I'm a basic dude, man. I do one after the other, but I can't
ain't
do it at the same
basic.
Time.
Ain't no wrong with
basic.
Yeah.
Basic.
I love basic.
That's right.
I'm basic now.
You
I wasn't in my 20s. I'm basic now.
You know what I got a fetish for though, man? Other dudes' women. For real. No, I'm talking about other dudes' chicks, man.
Wait, hold up.
Yeah.
Time out. Hold on. So you don't want no threesome. Right. You don't want a threesome, but you finna go in somebody else's house and mess with their woman.
Yeah.
They're easier to maintain, Shonda.
I get that. Because
stay out of other people's yards. Why you trying to cut grass at somebody else's house? Go.
I got a ride on. I cut everybody's grass.
Walk
around
over there.
Look, check this out.
I be seeing
bad women, man. With these dusty ass dudes and shit, man. So you know I'm gonna run interference anyway, man.
Okay,
wait a minute.
Hold on. If she a bad chick, what the hell is she doing with a dusty brother? So are you right?
Some people just make bad choices, man.
Yeah.
For real.
Nah, man.
Yeah, if I make a bad choice. I'm not fit to stay there when I find out your ass is busted. Please believe me.
Come on.
No, you made a bad choice because he got something you want.
But the thing is, busted to one person ain't busted to the other.
What the hell do he want? No, Walter, he said he a dusty brother. What the hell do you got
that
I want if you dusty?
That don't mean he ain't got no money. It do mean that
because a woman takes pride in a man just like a man takes pride in his woman. If the man thinks that the woman look good, and she tight and this, that, and the other. You please believe me. We ain't walking outside with no bum-looking, buster-ass nigga. You're going to go stop
I mean, they do
that show.
Your
ass
but,
up.
Well, for
money
real,
talk, bullshit walk. That's what happens.
Exactly. I mean, basically,
okay,
yeah, that's true, too, though.
Hold up. Let me say
you
this.
You ain't
going to
see.
Cause
if the bad bitch is with a dusty nigga, that shit is something wrong with
her. That bitch ain't bad.
That bitch ain't bad. She bad on the
house.
That bitch is That bitch bad on the outside, and she's spoiling.
I understand that part, man. You know what I'm saying? They bad on the outside, though. I ain't trying to wipe the children. I'm trying to smash her out. That's about it. I ain't trying to wipe her walking down the street holding hands with the children. You know what I'm saying?
So we just out here smashing like we 15 now, huh? That's what we do.
Sure. Ain't nothing gonna change about that. Ain't nothing gonna change about that, man. You know what I'm saying? It's smash season,
man. He said he's single. He's single. He got the pick of the litter.
Are you single?
Smash
season. To
what?
Get the pick of the litter.
Are you single, sweetheart?
I'm not single, but I'm doing me too.
That's your ass is. You saying
your ass got what? Wait, hold up. Now you done open up another door. What the hell do I'ma do me mean when I'm in a relationship?
I'm not in a relationship. No, I'm not in a relationship. They my little friend. You know what I mean?
Okay,
and
then,
I approach
them.
I mean, some of my catch feelings for, and the other ones just something to do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't pick and choose my battles. I mean, I just do what I do, and you know what I'm saying? Let the chips fall where it may. Yeah. I mean,
do what
like
do.
I'm sitting there. Yeah.
Okay. Do,
like
these, do these women know? Wait, hold on. Do these women
they
know that you do what you do?
Come on.
Oh, well,
trust
me. I ain't got nothing to say to you, then, boo. Do
they,
you?
They know. They know.
Okay. Well, do you then? If they accept it in their life, do you? Yeah.
That's when a true player
is
playing a game, right?
That's
what happens.
No, a player is the one that lied and try to gain from other people's losses. I'm not a player.
Not
I do what
he
I
said
do.
They know.
Oh.
That's
yeah.
it.
He's a doer. He's a
that's
doer. He does what he does.
Right, and everybody in the equation know what's going on. I have respect for him. If everybody in the equation know what's going on. And she accepts the situation.
You can't do nothing but respect that.
Don't get mad. I can't get mad at
you.
Nothing
but respect that. We got another call.
You know why some of them accept that? Because the reason they accept it because they know, yo, that nigga Keller did tell the truth, though. And I'm doing more with them more than their man doing for them. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I already know. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to let this caller in. 202.
Oh, okay.
202.
No, hell no.
Hello.
18.
Hello.
Oh, I'm here? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk about this nigga talking about he got a situation and he do him. Now, are you okay with your wife doing her or your girl?
I'm not married.
Yeah, damn.
Hold on. Let me answer that question.
It's going down.
I'm not married. And
okay, you're not married. You got a girl.
No.
Well, then
I
how the hell you got a situation?
I mean, I said that's my fetish. I ain't said nothing about no situation.
Oh.
There ain't no situation to me. Yeah, that's just a fetish.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I like other dudes' chicks, though, for real, because I feel like.
Oh, so you like being
with
decided.
With this corny dude. Yeah, I play that position real well, man. For real, ain't nothing wrong with it. Let me tell you, the sad nigga get all the benefits. The only thing he don't get is the problem in the earache. That's it. That's for that dude at home. You know what I'm saying?
Are
when
you
come
advertising
because
you ready to send out your resume to people who listen?
Trust me, honey. Everybody know me. I don't have to advertise. Everybody know me. They already know what it is.
Email me your qualifications.
Matter of fact, I can do you
a
better one. If you get on my Facebook page, you can see everything you need to see.
You're gonna be laid back.
I believe that you just that open. It's just what it is.
Yeah, I don't have no problem. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no problem showing what the hell I do and shit, man. But the thing about it though, one thing they can't say about me, yo, that nigga is real about what he say though. You know what I'm saying? I don't be curing them like, you know what I'm saying? Fuck you, bitch. None of that. I don't do all that. That ain't even in my character. I don't do it. It's just, it's not what you do. It's when you do it. I don't give a fuck how you do it. For real. That's how I thought about it.
So
yeah,
let me ask you this question. Let's say you had a girlfriend. And since
hold on. You know what that key, you hear that key word you just said? If.
Girlfriend.
I don't deal in ifs.
I'm just hypothetically speaking. Would you be okay with your woman having a side nigga?
I mean, if she wanna, no, hold on. If she wanna go on by the business, go ahead. I'm saying just make sure you strap up, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you safe, and when you come back and shit, man, we both strapping up. What we gonna do? What we gonna do? I don't take sex personal, man. It's just like an activity to me, for real. Something to get me
wait,
and
whoa,
her
hold
off.
Up. Whoa, right. Whoa, 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 hold time out and play. Did you just say you don't take sex serious? It's just like an activity?
What you now understand? I don't get in my feelings about that, man. I'm at that age right now, and I've been. No, I shouldn't say that. Rephrase that.
Because I'm going to come play you. You might want to think about what you were going
to say. I mean, I'm 46, man. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm
too
a pop.
Damn old.
I'm never too. Who made up that rule? I'm too old.
Okay,
I'm doing.
You know what? That's why our young men is where they are now.
This ain't the right time.
Well, that's the ones that
this
you
is
know.
Why our young men.
The young. No, I'm not your young man. See, that's different. You know what I'm saying?
But
that's,
you know,
like,
but
you,
you're
the
supposed
people
to,
that
you're
you know.
To, but the thing is, you know whether you like it or not, there's some little young nigga out here looking up to you. And if
come
he
on.
See you doing this, he think it's okay. Look at what you teaching.
When I'm married,
I'm not
when
a
I'm
role
gay.
Model, though. That's what I'm saying. I'm not a role model. The only role model I am.
Well, you know what? You may not volunteer to be a role
everybody
model.
Right.
Whether you know it or not, there's somebody
see,
out there watching you.
Hold on. See, that's the problem with black people.
They
always trying to look for a role model, somebody to follow.
You
know what I'm saying? That's how. Hold on. That's how
Walter, what the hell are you talking about in the background? Are you talking to us or are you talking to somebody else?
I'm talking to y'all.
Walter, you fantasize about it being the same situation.
What did you just say?
I said you fantasize about being in the same situation. Hush.
Why do I fantasize about being in the same situation? Why this conversation started?
Well, you know Walter be talking shit anyways.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
But you know I back up every ounce of shit I talk. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah,
okay,
we part of the real nigga club.
Is that what they're called? Because I don't want
that's
no part.
That's
I feel like.
So you
know,
think,
I feel
you
like
think the real nigga club,
here,
I don't want no
wait
part
minute,
of
wait
that.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I feel like.
I can't hear nothing. Everybody's talking.
So you think
right.
that running around here, smashing women as and using sex as an activity is a real man?
First of all,
I
what
mean,
I was telling my friend
no,
was,
when
I said
no,
back
when
here.
I, hold on, hold on. When I say that, that means you. When I say I'm a real nigga, man, I have no reason to. Why would I lower myself to lie to you? Either you're going to accept it, or you can take a walk. One of the two. You know what I'm saying? I gave you that choice, man, for real.
But you know what?
That
I'm going to defend you at this point. Wait a minute. I'm going to defend him at this point. Obviously, it's working for him. So obviously, some female out here that's cool with it. So, you know.
Right.
Hey. So you
because
know,
some of them
not
happy at home, man. I'm telling you. Some of them not happy at home. Them the same ones that I tell you about. Them the same ones telling me the problem at their house.
Okay, but here's my thing.
So apparently they must be looking for something else on the side and shit and then go home and they just, you know, family life good. Matter of fact, if you think about it, I'm helping his relationship out.
Nah,
because
here's the thing.
Hold on. Let me finish. Because at first, when they was at home together, they was arguing all the time. Then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, she called them, then I deal with her like that. And next thing you know, they not arguing at home no more.
Yeah. Walking around smiling.
Okay, but here's my thing, and this is my opinion. Like you said, it's working for you, so hey. But here's my opinion on it. If you ain't happy at home, do something about it. Change your situation.
You need to subtract it from it. You don't have no situation no more. Who is that little mouse keep talking in the background?
I mean, the situation has changed. They happy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, damn.
Okay, but if you happy, clear that other person out completely. Why are they still in the picture at all? Why are you holding on to them at all?
Set that free. I'm gonna tell you what really melts them. When I said, no matter what you go through, baby, I'm still gonna be here. Every time he call you a bitch, you come see me. Every time he try to carry you, come see me. Every time he don't want to pay a bill, come see me.
It ain't even your fault. It's the stupid woman you dealing with. It's not your fault.
Why
so
she gotta be
to
stupid?
She a
why
damn
she
fool.
Because
if you stay anywhere that somebody disrespecting you, man, go. My mama ain't made me, bitch.
No, I'm just saying, what you not understanding, these are the dudes that these chicks be with. They tell me about that all the time.
That's
real.
Why I say, sir, I don't blame you. I blame the idiot that's dealing with it. So
right.
Who are you? Because I don't blame you.
Why she gotta be an idiot?
I mean, it's a lot of people that's been stuck in relationship for a long time. You know what I'm saying? You gotta figure this out though. You know what I'm saying? They got a house together, they got cars together, they got kids together. So you're not gonna part over that, you know what I'm saying, just to be with a side nigga. You know what I'm saying? The side nigga is just to try to calm her down off of that. And then when you set her all free and she go home, she's straight for the day. You know what I'm saying? When things get tense again with them, of course they coming back.
You look at yourself kind of as a therapist for the man, and the man should be thinking.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a nutshell, yeah.
Okay, let that man know you're fucking his girl and see if he going to thank
you.
Why?
Hold on. I'm not there to counsel. I'm here to put that meat to him. I'm trying to put that smile on their face, right? You know what I'm saying? And
okay,
then you can go home.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, and I know that some guys are picky. You the side nigga, and you know this girl got a dude. I'm going to ask you a two-part question. One, what makes you think you're not the only side nigga? And two, do you eat pussy?
We don't care.
Number one, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be the main. I can care less of what goes on in that house. When you come around here, it's me and you. What you do at home, that's what you do. And as far as eating pussy, I don't have to.
Okay, so you don't have to. Okay.
I didn't ask you,
did you have to do it? I asked you, did you do it?
I don't have to.
So you don't have to.
The answer is a no.
Well, I don't have to. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I know how to get them off. Like, really, the object of the game. See what you not understand? The object of the game is to get them off. Once you get them off, then you get your, you know what I'm saying? Get yourself off. For real, that's what they in it for. You know what I'm saying? I've been with their dude for 7-8 years, and they ain't had a nut yet. And then as soon as I put that knee to him and shit, I'm long winded and I got to get there white level two. Come on, man. I'm a win-win situation.
But you don't eat pussy, so that's not a win.
I don't have to, man. I pull out the toy. I pull out everything, man. You know what I'm saying? The lotion,
the
his and hers. I do
toys,
it all.
Time out.
I'm not trying to put my mouth on somebody that's got them just sleeping with the next
right.
man. Come on, man. Okay, so I get the rib condoms, all that. You know what I'm saying, man? It's a whole lot of stuff to get them people. You know what I'm saying? The anal joint, all that. What are you talking about? Everything, man. They
but
like
what if,
to get
okay,
down.
Okay, so what if this? You got it. You talking about all you doing is you trying to please the woman and send her home happy.
Okay.
Okay, I get that. Now, you decide, nigga, because most of the time the side piece do whatever the main piece not doing. So if she ain't getting that at home and she ain't getting it with you, your time is up.
Well, I mean, I don't have a time.
You
see, that's
you
what
can't
you're not
be a
understanding.
With the limitations.
I don't have a time limit. When you decide to leave me alone, that's when you decide to leave me alone. Okay, and somebody else will take your place with no hesitation. That's what sad. That's what sad come from. For real. I'm not here for the long term. I'm here for the short term.
Right.
The man is here for a season and a season only. That's
Hello.
It.
Basically,
he is damn sure not there for a lifetime.
Once that season has passed,
I'm not trying to be there for the lifetime, though.
I mean,
that's the thing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You a seasonal. You there for a season and a reason.
Yeah.
Right now it's cuffing season.
Cussing season. It's too warm to be cussing season. It's too warm for that shit. Y'all gotta control. You gotta wait till it gets cold. But like I say, I don't blame the man. I blame the women to allow them to be in these situations. Why put the blame on anybody? What's the point of cussing? That's just like you judging somebody. Hold on, blaming somebody.
Here's my thing. Let me finish my statement. I'm speaking for me. If I'm not happy, I damn sure not fit to go get another person to deal with. I'm either fix the shit I'm in. If it's that broke, I'm gonna keep it moving.
Right, and don't say that again.
There is no need of me trying to play house in two different places. Hell, I'm catching hell over here with this one. I damn sure ain't gonna add another one to the equation.
Right. Well,
you're I'm just gonna end that with my home either though.
Well, look, I'm just going to speak to myself for myself. I'm too lazy to cheat. I ain't got time.
Come on. I ain't got time.
I'm too lazy to cheat.
And I know I'm not finna do it. I'm not finna do it, and I'll be damned if it's going to be another heifer in my house on my sheet playing the side chick.
Right.
And no offense. She's going to get
and
a
no
side
offense.
Ass whooping.
Right, and no offense. But my cookies are better than Toll House, so I'm just not going to be passing them out being in everybody.
Toll House don't have cookies.
They
have crackers.
Toll House do have cookies.
Well, look, Keebler Elf.
Toll House got crackers, not cookies.
Well, if you go to the frozen food section, you can bake cookies in Toll House.
Come on.
Right.
They only got crackers. That doesn't mean somebody white. Get you a white girl. You have crackers.
You have no
ass out the white girl. Here's the thing, you gotta value yourself.
So the moment you don't value yourself, you will allow anybody to do anything to you when you don't have no value.
Right.
So if you just want
to
be out there.
Everybody know how black folk philosophy is, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you damn if you do, you damn if you don't.
But here's my thing. If you out here content with being the side nigga to all these three different females,
you saying your value
is in your dick?
I figured that out 10 minutes ago. You said my value is... No, my value is in my dick, man. My value is when I get that good paycheck at the end of the week. That's my value right there. My value is getting me taken care of. Hold on. Time out. I'm about to tell you what my value is. My value is taking care of these kids out here. You know what I'm saying? That's my value right there. That, you know what I'm saying, woman to woman, that means nothing to me, man. For real.
I'm talking about self-worth.
That is my self-worth right there. It's taking care
of
your kids.
But if you value yourself and have so much self-worth, why are you okay with out here slinging dick to any and everybody?
Because it ain't got nothing to do with it. You can't have self-worth if you're priceless. Come on, man. I am priceless now, for real. I don't need self-worth.
And you know, you can't call yourself priceless when you out here throwing dick to everybody because you're so priceless. What that got to do with it? It sounds like y'all jealous. Cause me and mine, what's that I smell?
Haitian?
Me and mine is good because he know better.
So what man?
I
bet you gonna say that in front of him. He's sitting right here. I don't say nothing that I won't repeat again. I'm a grown ass woman.
Right.
I mean, that's
I'm a
what men.
Woman.
That's what men. You know what I'm saying? That's what certain men accept. You know what I'm saying? Real men don't accept that. It's either my way or go about your business. Plain and simple. You can't do nothing to me, with me, or for me. So what is the point of you even having me?
Basically, that's why you the man you are. But you would not be the man for me. That's what I said. But I'm not hating
on you. I mean, that's the man for you. But there's hundreds of thousands of women out there that ain't you.
You're right. But I'm, you're right. But I can say this much.
The city can't say they done had me. So the women y'all talking about, the city done had them. They're community property.
Right.
I mean, it don't matter.
I don't care about that.
It might not because everybody haven't had you. It's just a point maybe everybody don't want you.
No, you want me, but you can't have me because I don't care about that thing.
I don't want for anything. I don't want for anything, for real. I don't want for anything.
Like I said,
I'm not in need for anything.
I don't hate on you because a woman to deal with, that works for them.
Right.
Yeah,
sounds like
you're drinking
haterade.
Just some men can, you know what I'm saying, some men actually can sit down and have a conversation without the, you know, the hoopla that goes with it.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. So you okay with being the side nigga that this girl, that this chick come and just whine and talk to you? You ain't getting no ass. But she just coming and talk to you because she just want to talk about all the
problems.
No,
she's
not
getting
no
ass.
She already know what it is when she
come
around.
Side nigga, not side dummy.
But no, but you just
right.
It don't make a break.
So if you
just
side fool,
so
if they side dummy,
you just said it don't make or break you. So if she don't want to give you, she don't want to throw legs at you, and all she just want to do is every time she
already said that though. He said that. He said that he's trying to give her the wood. That's it. He's trying to make her happy.
Yeah, he
exactly.
Put her out
of
the wood.
Okay,
so
she's
not getting the wood,
so
then she's not
it.
Even
so
in the equation.
Give it
if she's not, if
he,
he's not getting the wood, then she's not even...
Huh?
He's not even
she's
in the equation.
There's no
right.
sense of you even coming
right
here.
Right now, she give that a...
Now, he did make that clear. She ain't getting the meat. Why she there?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I don't need nobody to talk me to death, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what that dude you with is there for you to
although
talk him to death.
Although you
said, right.
Wait a minute, to quote right. you earlier, you said, wait a minute, y'all, I got him. Earlier you said, I'm there to make sure that woman is happy and send her home happy. Now, if she has
yes.
to
I care that me.
I'm
that's
happy.
Why.
He's also saying, I'm giving her that meat and sending her home happy. He didn't
that's
say
it.
He was sitting
right.
there listening to her oohs
and
ahs.
He didn't say he was giving her that conversation.
That.
Right.
He said, I'm helping that man out because when she come home, she happy. I done gave her what she needed.
Right.
You boom, gone back to the crib. When you need me to tighten you up
yeah,
again,
do the
slide
thing.
On back
yeah.
to
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
make
exactly.
a clitoris hum when she get home.
If your clitoris ain't humming at home, why the hell is you still there?
That's my question.
I can't answer that for somebody else. I can't answer that for somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
that's
and
their
like
thing.
You said, and like you already said, you don't give no damns of why anyway. You don't
and
care.
Him too.
No, that's not
so,
what I'm here for.
Some women are.
Right.
I was supposed to divorce my wife 2 years ago. No, 3 years ago.
What?
Are we moving on to the next subject?
I'm not.
So
I'm already.
Yeah.
I already
have
know.
Have you ever been married?
I was about to say that too. I said I always know it's not meant for me to get married. Not meant for me to get married for real. I don't have the patience. I don't really have the time.
I don't really
have the investment to put in somebody to get married for real.
Now,
so that means
I cannot be mad at
and
you
look,
or disrespect
right,
you because
you're
honest from the gate.
And then,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and if
okay.
I do get married, man, it's going to be a complete disaster. So why put somebody in that situation?
Okay, see, I'm off his case now because anybody is mad enough to say, hey, I can't fuck with you because if I do, it's a complete disaster.
Right.
You
know what? That's
you
why
know
I
what
I gotta
you
take
getting.
My hat off on him to him on
yeah,
that.
It took a long time for me to get to this point, man. You know what I'm saying? Through all the trying to game people and all that other shit. Sometimes, man, when you just come with the raw truth, man, people see the light
okay.
on that, man, for real.
Right, you either
they,
and for
they
you
really do.
The way you put it out here it is. This is what you say. This is what I will do, this is what I won't do. Now the ball is in your court to do what the hell you want to do with it. I laid
right,
it out there
right,
for you.
Right.
I laid the game.
You can't
plan
do nothing
out.
But
so
respect
either you're gonna play it or not. So I can't do nothing but respect,
you respect it. Or not.
It's not a game, though. A game is when you try to game them into doing something. It's the truth. It's the difference between the truth and a game.
You know
a game is a constant lie. A game is a constant lie.
I'm going to put some respect on your name because I can't do nothing for.
I ain't mad at him. He told you from the get-go, I can't get married. It ain't me. It's going to be a complete disaster.
It is.
If you walk your stupid butt in here thinking I'm fit to fall in love, that's your fault.
That's your fault, right?
I told you what it was.
And then, honestly,
I'm gonna fuck you over.
You know, it's a lot. But you know what, y'all? It's a lot of women that feel the same way, though. Every woman ain't bred to walk down the aisle. Every woman don't go to sleep and dream about being a bride. You know what I'm saying? Some women are fine being alone, and they fine being independent, and they just want some wood every now and again. So, you know, she might not be stupid. She might just that might just be what she looks for.
That just might be her
saying?
Thing.
Right.
Yeah. So, for like I said,
I mean,
for me,
it's mighty funny. Hold on. It's mighty funny. Y'all was stoning me like I was Jesus a minute ago. And then when the truth came to light, then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? It's amen section. Come on now.
You left yourself out there to be stoned.
Right.
That was your fault.
And look, right. If
you said all this at the beginning,
you said that at the beginning, we wouldn't have been thrown
out. I'd have left you alone.
Y'all was y'all meant to be together, man.
When you said it's gonna be a complete disaster, I'm through with you because you know the truth. You know you better than anybody else know you.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm gonna
and if you would have said that from the very beginning, I
would
have kept my mouth. Well, I'm lying. I wouldn't have kept my mouth shut, but
I would have.
We know that.
I would have shut up.
No, you wouldn't.
Hey, Walt.
I know y'all talk about the damn thing.
If he had came out from the get-go and said, I know it's going to be a disaster, well, nah, boo, please do what you're doing because you already know it ain't going to work.
Because you're doing somebody
you know,
a favor.
And look,
you know what?
I done found people that, you know what I'm saying, that actually really fucks with me like that. And I had to tell them, I said, yo, man, I understand what you're saying, though, man, but I ain't built like that, for real. I'm not. They said, why you not built like that? Because I don't really do feelings. You know, so
I do have another question. Go ahead,
hon. Okay, so you just said something that just kind of struck a nerve. Why you ain't built like that? What's the reason?
I don't do sensitivity. You know what I'm saying? The kind of family I brought up with, it was so strict, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just limits your sensibility, and you just don't really feel too much, though. I mean, Duffy, you knew my daddy, so you know, do I really have to explain it more?
Let me ask you this question.
He's also a victim of sexual abuse.
Okay. My heart goes.
I won't mess with you no more. I'm done.
But here's my question to you. If instead of being a child nigger, because you need ass or whatever, you want ass, why not just join a singles club?
I don't do strangers like that. You know what I'm saying? These just not randoms.
Yeah, Corey,
I know.
You came in on the end part of the conversation. He already said he don't want no threesome or none of that. So
these are not random.
Oh,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? They not random people. I know everybody in their mama. And you know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, they always come to me talking about their relationship because, you know what I'm saying, I don't do gay shit and tell niggas this, that, and third or try to throw up in their face and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people, you know what I'm saying, they want to talk, but I already know what it is. I tell them, come on, man, you around here 2-3 o'clock in the morning, not just talk, man. You already know what it is. But yeah, I'm just saying, though. I'm saying, okay, and I'm saying, too.
Okay, I agree. I'm going to be like all the other women now, and I'm going to leave you alone. What's the next topic?
Yeah.
We moving on now?
We moving on.
I like the jealous for the guy, baby.
One of y'all ladies got a topic?
I got
another one. One of y'all ladies got a topic?
Uh-uh, Walker. You, no. No. And no. My question. And I got 2 men on here, so I'm going to get, I need y'all point of view. What is this flip-flop? I want to be with you one day. You make a statement, and I don't know if I want to be with you. I want to put you on pause type shit.
Why? Please
What's good?
Oh, can I answer that?
Well,
can I please
wait a minute.
Ask?
The side nigga can't answer that.
Go ahead, Cannon.
Go ahead.
Okay, let me answer that.
I want the side young man first. Can you answer that for me first?
Because really, they not trying to keep you. They trying to keep you on the side, but they want to keep you when it's convenient for them. So just when you piss them off, it's time for me to do me. And then when you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you got it back together, then we can do us. That's
that makes sense to you?
Okay.
So
you said what's your question? You, Shonda, you said 1 minute they want to be with you, and the next
minute
they don't.
One minute, oh, boy, we going to make this work. Will we this, that, and the other. You mess around and make the wrong statement. Oh, I got to think about it because the statement you made had me thinking it got me on pause now. What?
It wasn't that statement, boo. That's an excuse. They done met somebody.
It ain't
got to
be the wrong statement. You
sleep
the wrong way.
Or somebody that they ain't talked to in a long time and they used to get the ass. And so they just want to make an excuse right now. That ain't even nothing. It ain't got shit to do with that statement.
Yeah.
They make an excuse so they can help something else. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
I did that too. They can fuck somebody else.
Now, clearly, that was my thoughts behind it. When my homegirl
we get to missing that ass, we like, baby, you know I was there. I was
now,
just in a bad place, girl.
I'm saying, you know I was going to get right back.
Right.
You know I was coming right back.
Right. When my homegirl called me like, my
I just needed some time for myself. I need to get my thoughts together. I need to do this, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. I used to say that. Every other day. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a relationship. I'm in a relationship at night and I'm single in the morning. I mean, come on now.
Your relationship hours are from 9 to 5.
Right. Man, you doing that?
Yeah, so like when my homegirl came to me, like he hit me with the he got me on pause because of a statement. I said, no, he got you on pause because there's another bitch in his bed right now.
Right.
Exactly.
That's it. Right. And then you can't get mad because he put you on pause.
And you stayed there and stayed on pause.
Take a whole lot.
That's my problem. You stayed there on pause.
That's
bitch, when he put you on pause, you were supposed to keep moving.
Right.
Yeah. Pause? No, this ain't no video game. You can't pause me and come back and play.
It works out in the end.
Yeah.
Hey, man, first of all, you ain't going to keep talking about my cowboy like that. We about to come back.
Well, next year.
Who's talking about the cowboy? Wait a minute, hold up.
Y'all
know what we're going to do tonight.
We're not gonna do that.
I ain't even gonna say that.
And then you know the funny thing. Look, check this out.
Every time she calls, I'm just gonna ignore her ass tonight. Ain't nobody got time.
And you know, Jerry Jones is a slave owner. He said, "You will stand up while the national anthem come on. You will."
And then on top of that,
it said hefty fines and suspensions of games if you don't. That's a slave owner, man. That's what it is.
It's shot
he a cowboy
fan.
On some real stuff. Y'all remember at one point Jerry Jones took the knee with his players. And now he talked about if y'all don't stand for the national anthem, y'all not going to get it.
Because he worried about his endorsement.
Number 45 then threw some money his way.
And just like Ezekiel, you know what I'm saying, they suspended him. They lost the game.
Man,
he got another seven-day suspension.
They blocked it again.
No, they didn't.
No,
they ain't blocked
judge,
that. They didn't block that.
The federal judge overturned the state judge.
Damn, she got a big old booty.
I understand that, but they moved it to the state. They
got
to open the case again.
Who got that?
I'm in the Walmart parking lot, and the chick just walked across and died. You know she got a big old booty if I say she got a big old booty.
Take a picture of her, post it on Facebook.
And she don't want to cross.
Oh, damn. Or, I'm not so good, though.
You ain't gonna have me in Walmart trying to find this woman to take a picture of her ass.
I'll flush her ass out.
Take a picture of that booty, girl.
I'll flush her ass out.
Take a picture of your booty and put it on
booty, girl.
You ain't ready for that.
I said, this is the best fat order she ever had.
Y'all got any more topics? I'm done with y'all.
Hey, look, I seen something on the book. It said that if you get married and your wife does not take your last name, would you still be with her? And my answer to that was hell no. Because I can't see any reason why. Hell no. Stay single.
Wait a minute, Walter, I'm getting ready to say I agree with your ass.
So
I agree with
me then, girl. Stop playing agree.
I actually agree with you on that one.
You sound like mystical over there. Like,
I'm getting out aggressive. That's it. You know they trying to get me in the car and tell me I can't get me out of the car and go to Walmart with them. So, but no, Walter, I'm for real. I feel like if a woman, I think like one of the most important things a man can do is offer a woman just his last name. So I agree with you on that. Uh-huh. However, there are some situations like I hyphenated my last name because career-wise, I had already, had my career established under my maiden name. So the compromise was I hyphenated my last name.
Well, I don't know about that.
Why can't you just hyphenate it when dealing with your business?
Your damn name.
But on the paperwork, it should be his last name.
Because you can't do that. You got to do one or the other. Either hyphenate it or take it off.
Well, he can keep your last name.
What you say? I ain't getting married, so that don't even matter.
Hell no. It ain't that serious to me, man. For real. Marriage ain't never been that serious to me. Shit, relationships ain't never been that serious to me. I mean, it's fun, and you know what I'm saying? I just can't put my heart into it. So,
I tried, dog. It don't work.
I just think that the day and age that we in, nobody has the morals that our great grandparents and stuff grew up
Hello.
On with the last name.
Hello.
And the meaning and everything.
Yeah. That's when slavery was
popular. But you know what? In slavery days, you ain't had to worry about a motherfucker cheating. You had to worry about the master coming to take your pussy. But what other niggas weren't trying to covet the other guys' wives?
Well, you ain't heard nothing about
no cheating. Now, all the movies that you've seen about slavery time, when nobody sliding to somebody else's mother's house.
Shack. They had, in the slave quarters, they had multiple children by different men and women in there because they were being bred to do that. Come on, now.
They were being bred.
I don't know what slave book
were.
He was reading. The ones I was reading, like 18,
girl.
19, something like that. Yeah, for real.
I ain't talking about the ones like you, Kelly, in your previous life. I'm talking about the ones that was had family.
My previous life, we were reincarnated or something.
She said your previous life.
In your previous
life.
I ain't talking about that.
Let me find out I can walk on water.
I wouldn't try that.
You might.
Don't. I wouldn't try that too fast.
I mean, it's worse for y'all though, man. I mean, if it works for y'all, man, more power to you and shit. Don't say I ain't tell you now. That's all I gotta say. I'm tell you, don't say it. Cause I'm quick to throw that in your face. I'm gonna tell you what I hate when somebody do something for you. When somebody try to claim they do something for you and quick to throw it in your face. What is the point of you doing it for?
Preach that word.
Yeah.
What is the point of somebody doing that? You know how somebody do something for you, and then when they get pissed off, say, "Oh, nigga, your mama when I did this, and all you did to do it." You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't really accept nothing from nobody, because at the end of the day, I'm gonna come out of my mouth and say, "Bitch, you ain't do nothing for me. Oh, you got it mistaken, for real quick."
You're talking about the
woman
who pays check you be waiting on at the end of the week. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh,
yeah.
Lord,
you pay for a service. That's a tax write-off.
So now you're a gigolo.
They're going to balance. I ain't going to say no, but you know what I'm saying? The thing is I don't ask. If you do it because you want to do it. I didn't ask you to do nothing. I don't need you to take care of me. I ain't no tennis shoe nigga. And this, that, and third. I don't need my phone bill paid, lights bill paid, none of that. I do that myself, man. See, one thing women hate is a strong man, an independent man that don't take no shit for real, because they will cuss your ass out in a minute. I don't need you for nothing.
We really don't hate that. We really don't. We really don't hate that.
No, we don't.
A real woman loves that.
Yes, y'all do.
You're talking about these bottom feeders. You ain't talking about a real woman. A real woman loves that.
I said women. I said women. I ain't say real women. I said women. That's the difference.
He didn't qualify.
I didn't say all women. I said women.
Then why does Tina Turner hate Ike?
And he using that word like
Tina Turner hate Ike because he's your ass. And then since you're talking about that, we in Domestic Violence Month. Tina Turner hated Ike because he beat her ass. She loved the shit out of him before.
He did not beat her ass. He gave her discipline.
I was a victim of that. And her ass in there for 7 years. Okay. And I went to court, and I made sure they gave her all her time. I didn't have to punch
sure
her or none of that shit.
You should have made sure they gave somebody else's time plus hers.
Yeah,
keep
because
damn
she definitely would have took charges out on your ass. I don't know why women think it's only abuse if the man do it. No, women fight up on men all the fucking time and get away with that shit. And then they call the police and got their family members calling the police soon as he retaliates. Everybody calling the police.
All right.
and look, who you think the white boy's going to believe? She damn near 5'3", maybe 140 pounds. I'm 6'9", damn near 300. Come on now. Who you think them people going to believe?
Yeah, they done locked your black ass up quick, fast.
Yeah, hell yeah.
No question.
And then one of the cops told me I could have smashed her ass out, and they still would have took her to jail. Man, they stabbed me in the back of my, like, between my my spine and my neck and shit, man. What a damn stabbing.
Damn.
She was trying to kill your ass. Oh,
with a ninja?
She was trying to kill you.
I was like, no. We was in goddamn Golden Corral, and I sad hugged somebody. I ain't give him the full frontal meat joint and shit. I gave him the sad hug and shit. She got mad, picked up junk, stabbed me. I was like,
the full frontal meat
joint. Golden Corral.
She got mad because you stabbed
her. Golden Corral.
I sad hugged the joint. I ain't get a full meat, the full meat hug and shit.
The full frontal meat, dog.
Yeah.
And then
the funny part, and I had those gray sweatpants on, so you already know.
Oh, hell.
The gray
sweatpants. They trouble.
And then my shirt was kind of short, so.
There you go. You already knew the shit when you went out like that.
No, it was
Like dude in the video. He like dude in the video.
What, who?
The dude, you remember I said that dude in the video?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like I said, I mean, there's no excuse for spousal abuse, though, for real.
It's not bad enough
words hurt. The physical even hurt even worse. The mental, that's the worst.
You got one motherfucking time to put your hands on me. Just one. I don't want to
try to kill you.
I don't sit there long enough to even argue with you. I'm like,
right,
you got it. I'm not even
going
right.
That's the kind of person I am.
You got it.
At some age, you got to learn that, people are not property. That's the first problem that people... People believe that people are property.
I ain't dealing with that either.
You can't treat people. You can't treat people like property. That's a slave mentality to think that somebody is a property. Yeah, when That's how women and men feel. Like, when they with somebody, that's their property. They can do whatever they want to do to them, say whatever they want to say to them. That's slave mentality. No, I'm not your fucking property. If I change my mind and I don't want to be with you no more and I want to be with somebody else and I can move the fuck on, I'm free. Like, I don't have to
force your ass or none of that shit.
Like,
you are not
that.
Free.
I am. I'm free as hell.
I got a question for y'all women. Why do some women think that they can actually whoop a man? I don't understand that one.
Hey, it's some women out here can whoop a man.
I know some chicks would be in the ass, man. I can name them like four off top, man.
I know they beastie with it too.
Oh, yeah, they beastie with it too.
Hey, look, I know some chicks at the trauma center right now that had that same thought.
Until he got on that ass and they with all their damn limbs and traction right now. I know some women that'll take a man out.
I know a lot of them. Go to man ass.
That is
quick.
Not sexy. Look,
I mean, yeah,
who wants somebody?
I don't want nobody. I don't even want to be a sad dude to them, man. Hell no. You fucking want to put your hands on me, goddamn. You're going to be laying in the trunk stinking. Hell no. Put your ass right in that trunk stinking. Fuck it. Don't do that to me. I have zero tolerance for that, man. And I'm a full-bred man. You know, we do without thinking. For real. We do things first, and we'll think about it later and shit, man. You know, we'll snap
DMX say, you know who's going to find you? That old man fishing.
That old man fishing.
Yeah, that's why I stay away from him. I can tell how people is the way they talk and their demeanor. If I want to deal with them like that, for real, that's right off top, man.
You can find out a lot about a person for 10 minutes. All you gotta do is shut up and be quiet.
They'll
tell you their whole life history.
Exactly, they're gonna tell all their business for real. Everything gonna come. And you know what I'm saying? I'm the kind of person I like to stick the battery in their back and shit, and they just keep on talking and keep on talking.
At the end of the conversation, and then next thing you know,
after the conversation, you be like, "No, I'm good."
You won't get it.
Yeah,
and people don't understand that. You've told on yourself in the first 10 minutes. I'm not dealing with
you.
When this conversation is over, me and you will not have a conversation again.
Another time. Hell no.
I'm with you there. Like, you want to take somebody and clean them up. If it's a duck, you can't clean up trash.
You can't clean up trash.
You better say it. Because if it's a duck, it's a duck. I don't care how you clean it up. If it's quack like a duck, it walk like a duck, it look like a duck, damn it, it's a duck.
Or you ever had somebody that looked the par, and then when you get like around people that actually have sense, and when they start talking, you're like, oh, my God, girl,
like,
you're just seen and not heard.
Look, you just need to be seen and not heard. In some cases, you don't even need to be seen.
Oh, my God, man. You're like,
you just took us back
500 years, man.
Or have you ever been around somebody that's so educated, but then when they open their mouth, you like, you dumb as a box of rocks.
Yeah, I know.
I got a question for the fellas. You ever heard somebody
that got them to talk like they about their life, but they really never had that kind of type of life?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Hold on, y'all. Let me ask my question for the men. Is it true that all the women with the good coochie is crazy?
ain't no such a thing as good and bad coochie. It's only how you work
it,
you know, man. I don't know what y'all. I ain't never had. No,
I got this real on that one, bro. I mean, some bad poo nanny. I guess when you like.
I get
no
bobbing, for me.
No walls,
I guess when you have like sex with multiples, I guess when you have sex with multiples, it kind of like all be the same for real. I don't even have wrinkles on my dick no more. It's just for real. It's just done, man. It's just a now, man. It just you know chilling with the balls.
What? I'm so through it. Yeah, he said he ain't got wrinkles.
I'm done. What the fuck? What?
I'm done.
You have an old man in or something?
It's just, you know how you have sex so much, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's not, okay, it's done. Okay. I ain't rather have, like, some banging shit make me just want to jump out the window or something. I mean, it's a man thing. It's a man over matter.
I believe it's mind over matter because if you care about somebody, the sex is always better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sis, I got to disagree. I can love you all the way to hell, but if you're just bad in bed, you're just bad in bed.
No, I didn't say that.
She said it's better.
I just feel like... I said the emotional attachment. If you're with somebody you care about, then the sex is better.
That's the part I need to get in tune with, man. The emotional part, man. That's the part I can't. I think it's a disconnection to me, man. For real. That's the disconnection to me.
So you just don't have the emotional part.
You can't bust on somebody you don't care.
I don't.
You can do the physical part, but it's just.
I don't have the emotional.
So you don't have
a
part
really
that, baby, I love you. Let me hold you. Let's fall asleep together.
I don't have that part of me.
Okay, can I ask you, do you miss that part or do you not miss it because you just don't have it?
I do because I feel like I'm a cold fish sometimes. A lot of people say, Kelly, man, you cold-blooded, man, for real. I'm like, what do you mean, man? It's just like talk, you know what I'm saying? The way you act, you just don't show no emotions or nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you an example, man. Like, my homeboy got killed not too long ago. Hold on. Check this out. My homeboy got killed not too long ago and shit, man. So somebody told me, and said, man, you know, old boy got killed. I'm like, oh, damn, that's fucked up.
That's all you got from me. You got a detachment. You right.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I don't know what to do about that, man. For real. I mean, it's working for me though, man. But you know, the brighter side of that though, I don't worry about disappointment. If I don't put nothing into it, I don't expect to get nothing back. You know what I'm saying? So that eliminates
like
the disappointment.
It's not living.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just like It's
that's
not
living,
a disappointment.
Though.
I mean,
it's living,
living for
you
me.
Your feelings off. It's not living.
No,
it's like you're not allowing yourself to feel nothing.
I'm just prone to it. That's all. It's just like I'm prone.
He just saying he don't have no expectations.
No, I don't because you know what I'm saying. You having expectations of other people, man, you're gonna lose. I'm trying to tell you. You might win a couple of times, but you're gonna lose a lot for real. And it don't add up. The scale's not tipping to one way or the other. You just like teetering. Who wants to go through life just teetering all day long and shit? Wondering if this person doing this, that, the third, man. You know, that's just too many problems going on, man, for real. So if you separate yourself from that, man, for real, I guarantee you, you'll be stable because you'll be like, well, it is what it is, and keep moving. You know,
on to the next one.
Yeah, exactly. It's tough out here, man, for real. People claim they woke, but looks like me, they still sleep. For real.
I can't operate like that. It'd be like someone say, oh, hey, man, our best friend just got killed. And I'd be like, oh, that sucks. And just walk off.
He didn't say a best friend, though. But you also got to understand the environment that you're in. If you know that that's what the fuck is going on around you,
exactly.
At some point you become numb. You know what I mean?
I'm not wasting the first couple of people,
but after that you become numb. You be like, damn, that's fucked up. Like,
I'm
but
not
you
wasting
knew
my time.
In your heart that it was coming. You know it was coming because that's where you live. That's the shit that go on where you at.
Yeah, I ain't wasting my time spending $10 for a white tee. I ain't trying to put no money in no GoFundMe page and none of that, man. You should have known your place. Plain and simple.
Let's talk about
living recklessly and leaving all this shit for your people to have to take care of when you die. You ain't got no insurance. You know you out there.
Let's not
file.
Talk about that. Can I go first?
Go ahead.
I go first. How the hell? Somebody help me, please help me.
You work all these years and don't have your paperwork together when you die. So your funeral is a shit it's a shit face. We all fighting to figure out who's gonna do what or how they gonna get paid because your ass didn't take care of business. How do you work 30 some years, pay in the life insurance, and don't have a beneficiary? Somebody help me out. Please help me.
No, how do you hustle in the streets knowing that you robbing and stealing and don't have nothing and then motherfuckers gotta have a GoFundMe page to bury your ass? How does that
work? Where you do that at? You the biggest dope man out here, but when you get buried, you getting buried like a bum. Because you ain't got $5,000 put away to put your ass in the grave. And you know death.
Well, he wasn't the biggest dope man out there then.
He thought he could live forever.
Hello.
He thought he was unbreakable.
I got life insurance.
Every dope man put something back. That's a lie. Every dope man got something put up.
Negative. Negative.
I've not
true.
Seen it happen. Where the mama got the bag to put that baby in the ground.
Some dope guys paycheck to paycheck.
I've been around some of the biggest dope dudes in Memphis. All of them got something put up somewhere.
All of them.
Well, them the ones you know.
But they still have something.
But it's a hard
time
out here.
My boy Red kept.
I got life insurance. And I told them. I don't want no funeral.
I
don't want to burn my ass up. For real.
I'm
burning
no
man.
Okay,
my mama.
Who just said they got life insurance?
I put that gun on mama head.
I mean, I got life insurance and shit, but I told
did
you.
Put,
told
did
my,
you put a benefit? Did you put a beneficiary on it so that when you die, somebody can bury you?
Yeah.
Who does that? Who doesn't put a beneficiary on there?
I'm not getting buried though. That's the thing about that. I'm not getting buried, man. They gonna cremate me, man. For real.
That
ain't over $500. Put me in the oven.
Didn't you just hear me say he gave 30 years of his life to a war and put all his money in? Then when he died, you ain't signed no paperwork, and it was a shit show. Didn't you just hear me say that? Hey, I wouldn't. But who does that? Literally, who gives all his money? And then when you check out of here, your funeral is a shit factory because ain't nothing done.
Right.
Who does that?
They don't be thinking they ever going to check out, Shonda. They be thinking they going to live forever.
No, sis. Because he had been on life for 3 times. Doctor told me, if you leave this hospital and touch alcohol again, you will die and touch the alcohol again. Dead he is. He knew he was going to check out here.
The only thing about my life insurance, the only thing you can't collect on is suicide. That's the only thing. Anything
that's
else,
it.
I get shot there.
That's
it.
I think they don't cover suicide. I don't think nobody pay out for suicide.
Yeah, nobody collect on suicide.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, some insurance do. Some insurance do. I checked into.
And
some of them do.
And it's some that, like, if you a drug user and they find out you OD, family gets nothing.
Yeah, that's that's true.
They get nothing. They don't even get burial. You just hit.
Yeah,
but
I don't want to be burial.
That's crazy.
But
$500,
like,
you can burn me.
If you out here living foul, you should not leave that burden on your family. That's all I'm saying. If you live in foul, then motherfucker, then you know you live in foul, then you need to
put
go ahead and take care of your situation. Bury
it in the yard.
Right.
Bury some money in the yard, call and let somebody know, hey, if I get took out, it's such and such
we
a
went
ground,
from,
dig it up and bury me.
We went from cheating to death. Wow.
That was a drastic change.
Hey, you know, the insurance company don't pay if you're a prostitute and you catch HIV. They don't pay if you die.
What?
Walter.
What?
I ain't never heard of that.
Why you always gotta be the last to sign?
First of all, if the insurance company know your ass a prostitute, they ain't gonna cover your ass. How about that?
Right, you would have never got a policy.
Shut up.
but he kind of right though, man. Because you know what I'm saying. I seen in the paper and shit, man. What 65% of the HIV cases is in Newport News. Some shit. 65%. That's like that's like 2 in every 4. Somebody got that thing, man.
No, I think you was what you was gonna say. 1 out of every 5.
Cop that thing.
No, it's 2 out of 4. If it's 60%, if it's 65% of 65% out of
two out of four.
Yeah, you got an odd even chance of even catching up. But you know,
they got that Christmas gift for you to keep on returning.
And they ain't got nothing for me.
Right.
Yeah, I stop up. Yeah. I don't kiss. I don't do that. I don't change bodily fluid. I don't do none of that, man. Yeah.
What's up with the first time you go out on a date, the first thing somebody gonna say, can I taste you? Nigga, you don't know if I got AIDS, if I'm clean or not. You want to put your mouth, where, why?
Because they ain't nasty like that.
Clothes, man.
Listen,
they
nah,
ain't
nasty
like that.
They don't care no more.
You could have tasted a bitch last night. You want to taste shit?
Hello.
No, you don't just, nah, nigga, nah, bye.
Nah,
the date
I'm
is a, over.
I'm gonna tell you what really turned me off about eating pussy and shit, man. That pussy be looking ugly, man. Like, ooh.
There you go. Talk about
that
pussy again.
That shit just
like looks
like
a Vietnam War
looking. Man, that shit like some messed up men of sausages and shit. Like, that shit just ugly, man. Like, ooh.
Not all of them.
Like,
the pretty ones out there.
I was just gonna say not all of them.
I didn't say everybody. I haven't had everybody, so I don't know everybody. So I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? The ones that, that thing just looked terrible, man.
Go sit in the corner.
Yeah, that thing
now,
looked terrible.
Is there some ugly pussies out there, though? I would hate to be a gynecologist because I know for every pretty one I've seen, it's seven more that's ugly as hell.
What is an ugly pussy?
Okay, I'm gonna give you a extreme.
It's like a hand grenade went off in it.
No, it's like the lips, the lips just falling out. The goddamn clitoris are like somebody's a miniature dick. You know what I'm saying? And then the joint just stay wet all the time. Like, come on, man, that thing been through some changes, man, for real.
They got
like,
on
it. Ain't nothing sexy about a camel toe, man. That's just the bottom falling out that pussy, man. That's what that is.
I don't know, man.
That's what it is.
I beg the difference.
Oh, it's some poopa.
I'd say the fat one, dog.
You know that?
Not a camel
toe. You know what poopa is?
Like an elephant
foot. That's that poopa right there.
Let's talk about a camel toe. What is the sexy about that?
That
look like an overgrown. That look like an overgrown coochie. That's a miniature penis. What is that?
Look like two hamburgers
wow.
stuck together.
That's that poopa.
Okay.
What
y'all?
It's just that's not.
It look like a big man.
How is that sexy?
It look like a Subway sandwich stuck together,
man.
Like Eat Fresh.
It looks like
her pussy was in a boxing match with Floyd Mayweather and lost. Her shit swole the fuck up and hanging over the side of her drawers.
That shit just a mess.
Hey,
that's
pretty
all
pussy, that's ugly pussy. And like y'all got your idea of a pretty dick and an ugly dick. Same thing.
Uh-huh. So, all right, let me ask these women this. Would you suck an uncircumcised dick?
Hell no.
They all have.
You ain't mean all
y'all
that's
have.
That's awful. You gonna make me throw up my dinner.
All y'all have done it before.
They probably done it, but they just don't want to say it. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with ain't nothing wrong with coming clean.
You know what?
Back
the turtleneck, back in.
You did it when you were 21. I saw you.
You a damn lie, bro.
You a damn lie.
Ain't
nobody got to be proud
of
me pulling the turtle shell away.
I got a problem with males, okay? I can't do males. That's the first thing. And your shit cannot be clean. Like that, if your ass got meat all over top of the head, your shit supposed to breathe. That's why the woman clit is out. That's why the penis is out, because it's supposed to breathe. It has that hole right there for you to piss out of.
It's like a blind anteater. It's just like a blind anteater.
That shit is disgusting,
crazy.
Though.
Y'all know y'all
that
like them turtlenecks. Stop lying.
And another thing I really don't like, man, is sick titties, man, for real. I can't stand, national sick titties.
What's
you know, the National Geographic. You ever seen National Geographic?
Oh, the hang down your stomach. Them jumpy be pointing straight down like two fingers.
Yeah,
look like a
sock full of bag of nickels.
Okay, I am so going to
your titties,
y'all.
Girl.
Y'all is a mess.
And then on top of that, if you ain't got sexy titties, man, why would you walk around with no bra on with a shirt?
No bra on.
Yeah,
no
I'm
bra.
Like,
look like you got two damn water bottles under your shirt.
Oh,
that shit looks terrible.
I will not.
I got a question for y'all women too. This is you too. I got a question for y'all women too. Why y'all always got to wear our goddamn shirt and then try to give it back to us with the titty print in the shirt? That pisses me off right there.
You a little mad about that?
Y'all think y'all looking all cute and shit and then gonna keep the goddamn shirt? I can't wear that damn shirt no more. That's your shirt.
You already knew the consequences when you gave it to them. So you already
I didn't give it to her. She put it on her damn self. She thought she was going to look all sexy in the damn shirt.
Well, you know, y'all shirt
you didn't stop her.
Sleep in.
She better go to goddamn Walmart with that shit and get me another T-shirt.
Well, I don't let that happen because they don't even stay long enough for me to put my shirt on. So. Ain't nobody got time for that, man.
You better walk your ass out this house how you came, bitch, in last night clothes.
Hell yeah.
You can't go out.
Matter of fact, take that washcloth with you that you used in my house. Take that with
right.
you.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want none of that. You can have
I'm
all
not putting
that.
It with my good clothes, my good washcloths and towels. Hell no.
Hey, Kelly, you'll be able to girl house and go use the washcloth and washcloth hard as a motherfucker so you didn't leave? Let it be nasty.
I tell them take that with them. As soon as they leave, I throw that joint out.
Yeah,
I throw that joint out and shit, man. Or you look at them at a washcloth and you be like, why your washcloth so dirty? I'm like, how you wash your ass with a dirty washcloth? I need two washcloths, one for my face and one for my ass. So
I use it three times before I put it in a dirty clothes hamper. You wash your ass three times before you put it in the dirty clothes. like, especially the big dry towel. Yeah, we use it like all week before we wash it.
What?
So you wash your ass and dry off with the same towel all week before you decide to wash it?
Get your
dirty
ass on.
I can't do it. That stays on the washing machine with me. Something wrong if you can't pay the light.
Anybody
and
who even feel comfortable saying that shit is just something
it's
wrong.
It's trifling.
First of all, you shouldn't even be discussing that shit with nobody. That's too much. Don't tell me that. Okay, let me ask you a question because me and Corey were talking earlier. And we were talking about how... how you know, stuff that you don't feel comfortable with, stuff that you think is funny. You know how you walking down the street and you see something that you think is funny or whatever, you're talking to the person that you're with and you're joking about it, and the person that comes up to you and says they're offended because they overheard their conversation. How do you deal with that? Because like I told her, I feel like this. My personal feelings are my personal feelings. And if I'm joking to the person that I'm with about something and somebody comes over and approaches me, I'm going to tell them, you got your feelings and I got my feelings. If I don't like something or don't agree with something or something that's funny to me, how can you feel like I offended you but I wasn't talking to you? Don't bring your ass over here and insert yourself in my conversation.
One thing I can say about you, you said it a nice way. I'm the kind of person. I said, man,
I wouldn't give
man you some business. Yeah, for real.
Five words, I don't give a shit. What you think? I don't give a shit.
Exactly.
Take your ugly ass and dip in the conversation and back
off. But black folks always got to be relevant about something. It could be anything.
But it's always known to the white folks that butt your conversation, though. Normally, it's the only white people that part of your conversation on the street.
Mm-hmm.
They feel
mm-hmm.
like they just come and butt anything. You better get mm-hmm. your ass with me before I do a Django on your ass.
I just hate that. I'm talking to my friend. I'm offended. Why? Who was talking to you though? You're offended because you was ear hustling. What the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
trying
why
to be
was you ear hustling? Get your ass on. Like, why was you even in my conversation? Period. If I feel Corey and her friend was talking, and he was like, you know, if that's offensive, you should apologize. I'm not apologizing for something I find offensive. So they're offended by mm-hmm. me finding something offensive. How the fuck does that be? How does that work?
I
said with my friend, and you over here ear hustling, and you want to jump in the conversation and take your ass back over there. Because I didn't invite you in this conversation. I didn't say shit to you directly. Don't come over here with that bullshit. Get your ass on.
I mean, me and this dude walking down the street, and I called. I said, "Man, you a retard." And this lady's like, "I'm offended because my son's a retard. Well, you need to fuck somebody different next time." It sounded like you made a mistake.
Wow.
What?
Ooh.
What? Don't do that no more.
That hurt right there.
Right.
Ooh.
And
my father, your kid
real,
got down syndrome. I got up syndrome.
The real
right
problem.
There.
No.
And then
the
lady said she got a retard for a son. I mean, why would you call your lady your son?
Why are you calling your son a retard? Right.
Yeah,
that's
retard.
The real problem right there. Why are you
calling
your son a retard? Right. I didn't call your son a retard. I called my nigga right here a retard. So how the fuck did that end up being about your son?
I bet you found out her husband retard. That had it passed down to the baby.
There you go. I ain't
all right.
So
have you seen
Lil' Kim,
baby?
These women some.
Lil'
Kim, baby,
fuck
women
up.
Some, man. When y'all gonna start building these niggas up and stop turning them down?
I'm not talking about nobody's baby, Walter. What you say, Kelly?
When is these black women start building niggas up and start turning them down?
And when niggas start acting like they got a good damn sense.
I knew I was going to get that answer. I already
did.
That's
what
I asked.
What was the answer?
I already knew
was
I was going
to. Hold up.
That's exactly
say,
why things the way it is now.
I said when niggas start acting like they got sense. Ain't no hater. I can't build
hater.
You up if you ain't building yourself up.
You ain't
you
trying
got
to
build make the first
up.
You
ain't
got to make
no
the first
steps.
Step. You got
it's
to make the first step. I'll make
together.
The next one with you.
Y'all
you know, that's bullshit.
Y'all went from a rib to a backbone to an ass bone. Come on, man.
You know what? I went to no bones.
The part of the ass
if
your
you
ass
ain't
part
shit, look, if your
that's
ass ain't shit, you just ain't shit,
of.
And I can't do nothing with you.
But that's the crazy part, Shonda. When they ain't shit, they know they ain't shit. So why are you even having this conversation? They know when they ain't shit.
Right.
Why
are
you trying to be
know,
shit?
I can't play with you.
Why can't we just be some shit?
I'm not the type of person
to tear nobody down. I always try to build everybody up around me regardless.
And for the women,
you know I am. But for the women,
you
who,
so
no,
sweet,
you ain't.
If you ain't. Don't do that. Don't talk
but
about
for,
myself like
but
that.
But for the women who do tear their dudes down, why are you with them?
Right.
Why
I'm
are you
even
with them?
I know they're going to be with you. Right.
Why is he with you? That's the thing. Why is he with you?
So we got all this going on, but I ain't heard a solution yet.
They ain't got no solution.
I mean,
exactly.
I don't understand why they do that. I don't understand that, so I can't give you a solution. Because I don't
right,
understand
because my
the
point,
whole point of being
right.
with them. If you feel the need to tear them down, why are you with them? I can't get that part.
And another
so I can't
thing,
give you a solution.
This one I don't understand. When a woman said, I'm better than such and such, you know what I'm saying? What do you have to offer that somebody already didn't have?
I don't feel like anybody should say that they're better than somebody else. Because what
anybody.
You bring to the table, what you bring to the table doesn't necessarily mean that you're better than somebody else. It just means that you do it in a way that you feel like is a good way. So that doesn't mean
right.
that the other person is going to feel the same way. You're not better. Nobody on this earth is better than the next person.
Your husband is over my husband.
What do any woman have to offer that they didn't already gave away?
You can give love. All a person can really give to somebody else that may be recycled is love. Love.
Right.
You can love somebody and that shit can and wear off and you can love somebody else.
But
nine
times out of ten, you didn't have that love before.
That's not true because as a woman,
you can't have love with
the
same person.
That's not true because it's actually what the person brings out of you. You know what I mean? Because these people, the person that you're with, they might not bring the best out of you, and that's why you're
So when I asked some women, I asked, I said, what can you offer me that I don't do for my damn self?
You're talking about material things.
No, I'm just saying
offer, period.
I'm not just saying material thing. I'm saying offer, period, that I don't do for my damn self.
Because you can't offer a woman's love to yourself.
No, but
you
can get,
but
love from somebody else, though.
Remember, he ain't in the emotional thing, so that don't matter to him.
I mean, I'm just asking a question. I mean, you know, I don't deal, you know what I'm saying? Getting in my feelings don't match my shoes. You feel me?
Uh-huh. I got you.
We got you.
Gotta match. We feel it. I understand.
Yeah.
Gotta match.
I want no cold fish my whole life and shit, man. So I had good.
I told
women.
You that.
Yes.
I said that. I said Trina did that to you, right, Trina?
Trina who?
You missed that earlier. She said it 3 or 4 times.
Damn.
I said. wanted Trina to do it.
What Trina?
Don't want that who you was with
Trina.
For that long time.
Oh no, that was precious, man. I mean, I love the girl, man. But you know what I'm saying? I was so in love with the girl, man. No, for real, I loved her so much, man. If she would have got me wrong, man, I would have bodied her ass right then and there. And I told her in her face, man, for real. I told her that, man. And when a man tell her,
for everybody else though. One person can fuck it up
just,
for anybody else. That's on a
woman's
side and a man's side.
Okay, and I understand that part, man. But when you get into a person after a person after a person after a person, man, you still, you be like, you don't know what to do now, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you had so much trash, you don't know what the treasure is no more. So, you know what I'm saying? You just go with it. Plain and simple. I'm just fucked up. Emotionally,
you shouldn't go into anything with expectations. Nothing, not even a job. You shouldn't go into nothing with expectations because people are not gonna always meet your expectations. Period. And then you find disappointment in that. You find disappointment, you start feeling some type of way because you thought that you could build a bear. Like you thought you could build this nigga up. And he was going to act right, and he was going to do this or whatever. You can't expect anything. You have to date what you're currently fucking dating. Stop thinking that you can make this nigga into this, that, and the other. And then when it don't happen, you looking stupid or you feeling stupid. Just date who you date. Take the person for who they are. Stop trying to repaint the fucking picture when they show you their true colors, period.
Yeah,
I think you should. Everybody has expectations. You can't have... You know, crazy.
I agree with that too, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to have
everybody
some kind of expectation if you take time and out to try to
what
see what's up with.
What type of expectations? What expectations?
Like if I get with a new girl, I want this girl to make me happy. I want, you know, you always have some type of expectation.
Did she tell you that was her life? That was what she was trying to do was make you happy?
If that ain't what she's trying to do, then I don't need to be with her. Those are my expectations.
I'm going to make myself happy with her or without her. So it ain't going to make no difference to me.
But if she didn't tell you that's what she's trying to do, then why would you expect that?
Because she's with me. So being that she's not going to be my expectation, then I'm not even going to deal with her.
That's just like saying that you date
that's a basic expectation.
Right? Hold on, that's just saying you dating somebody and Christmas come around or birthday come around and you go all out for them, but they don't go all out for you and your feelings hurt. Why?
No. Learned that. I ain't doing that no more. What I'm saying is
that goes back to Kelly saying the same thing about somebody said they did something for you and threw it in your face. That goes back to that because at the end of the day, you're the type of person that wanted to. If you went all out for them, you did. You're supposed to do it because you want
you too,
to,
Mom.
Not because you're expecting them to do it back for you in return. That's the expectation.
Well, I mean, the fall off generation, man, for real. And it's so bad with the fall off generation. And then, you know what I'm saying, then you're old head trying to be with the fall off, you know what I'm saying, generation. Oh, come on, man. I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
You just
got to
get in where
play.
You fit in.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is these days now, man, for real.
That's all you can do is get in where you fucking fit in.
You damn near 40 years old still saying, I'm lit. Really?
Lit. You lit.
I don't get that. Yeah.
Everywhere we
live. 40 years old. I'm turned up. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
right.
And how old are you again? That's what really turned me off about people, man. It's the certain things they say and shit. I'm like, and how old are you again? And they get
right.
mad when I say that, though. They just hate
it's
a call.
It's just certain things that you can be retired once you turn a certain age.
Yeah, exactly, man. For real. You still 40-something still in the club, though.
You're 46 and you're still sagging.
Yeah.
Why are you sagging at 46?
Yeah.
But you can't say that because guess what? Listen, I understand when people say you 46 and still in the club. You could just be out of a 20-year relationship and just want to go out and party and have some fun.
It don't matter.
But you ain't supposed to be in a young person club, though.
Yeah, exactly. Half of the old heads still up in the young junk. You know what I'm saying? Still trying to be young.
No, that's too much.
You should not be in a club where they got 21-year-olds at.
Hello?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That's my theory. If my little niece is in there, I ain't got no business being in there.
Right.
You should not be in the club popping it on a handstand. I shouldn't walk past see your ass on your hands. With your ass in the air. You too old for that shit now. Learn how to goddamn do the goddamn shit they do in Chicago.
But you know what? That's the reason why they in there because they single and they can't nobody take them serious because they too old to be doing that. So that's why they single and that's why the fuck they in there.
Like Walter said, step your game up and learn how to step. Learn how to ballroom. Go to them places.
Ain't
lying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, the show was over 7 minutes ago, so we got to wrap this up. It was a nice conversation.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, it was good sharing my vast knowledge of relationships, how to shit on people.
It's always.
You know what I'm saying? Gaffling. All that. For real. Sad dude notes, you know what I'm saying? Player status, you know what I'm saying? Dump
so,
all that. Now, I hope y'all enjoyed that information.
He's letting all these dudes know to keep your women happy so they won't have a need for him. Just keep your woman happy so they won't have a need
and
for him.
And just in case, if y'all need that love and affection, need your little erection, I'm going to need for you to hit me up on Kelly Fields on Facebook and shit. Man, I got pictures, you know what I'm saying?
You're taking the game out of Facebook.
You know?
So you need love and affection to get that erection. Get them up.
So just to let y'all know, I ain't wailing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just a little. I ain't wailing nothing. Everything I speak
is
true. You know what I'm saying? I put everything out there. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no problem with you. You got problems at home? Shit, don't see me, baby. Kid that ass. For real.
Okay.
And I'd like to thank y'all for having me on the show. You know what I'm saying? Stay black. Keep it 1,000.
I'm gonna have to send your ass an invoice, Kelly. You ain't gonna be advertising free on my fucking show. What the hell? I'm sending you an invoice,
bruh. And one last note. Keep it 1,000 because 100 just ain't good enough no more.
It sure ain't good enough no more. Say that. Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Good night.
Till next week. Peace.
All right.